And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Just a minute ago, Larry Noble drove his car out of the garage of his Rosehaven, Long Island home and headed it on the road to New York. Inside the house, Mary was watching his departure. And now, even though she no longer sees a trace of the car, she stands looking out. Until she hears...
What in the world are you doing, Mary?
Doing? Oh, why, nothing, Maud. Just looking out the window.
Well, I began to be worried. You were so still, and you didn't come back into the living room to finish our game. It's your draw.
Yes, so it is. Would you mind very much if we just put the cards aside and continued some other time, Maud?
Of course not, my dear. I only suggested playing a game or two in order to hurry the time along. I realize that it's been dragging terribly these last 2 days.
Oh, Maud, nothing seems real to me anymore. I keep expecting to wake up and find out that I've been having a bad dream.
Yes, I only wish it could be explained so easily, Mary.
So do I. But it isn't a dream, I know that. It's real, every bit of it. Oliver Wilson was actually murdered backstage at the Hamilton Theater. He was hanging high in the wings when I looked up there and saw him limp and horribly still. It seems incredible that someone of our party at the theater that night must have killed him.
Well, he certainly didn't get up there by himself.
But it's such a ghastly thing to have done, Maud. I can't understand how anyone could have hated him so much.
Well, I can. Oliver Wilson was a contemptible young man from every angle. He deliberately flattered Julia Dixon until he turned her head completely. And then he thought he'd found richer spoils than Claudia Vincent. So he rushed off and persuaded her to elope with him and didn't give a second thought to Julia's bruised feelings.
It's all very true. But it still doesn't explain the violence of the killing.
No, Mary. It doesn't explain anything except that a number of people who were present on that particular night were justifiably angry at young Wilson. All in all, I can't feel that he's any tremendous loss to the world.
Perhaps he isn't, Maud. Still, it seems to me that his life was a very great waste to die so young.
If his behavior here is any indication, Oliver Wilson would have gone on causing trouble and heartbreak all through his life. The thing that worries me is that even in death, he may bring unnecessary tragedy into someone else's life.
What do you mean, Larry?
Oh, not necessarily, Mary. Why, it seems to me Larry had less reason to want Oliver Wilson out of the way than either Claudia Vincent, who found she'd married a penniless fortune hunter, or Julia Dixon, who was so humiliated by Oliver's casual desertion.
I just wonder whether the police will look at it that way.
Well, I'm sure I don't know, Mary. But if they're at all astute, and I assume they are, they'll certainly be able to track down the guilty person.
Oh, I hope so, Maud. And yet it's obvious to me that Larry is awfully worried. He was furious when I asked him where he'd been at the time Oliver Wilson was murdered. I only meant to help him remember, so that he'd be able to explain when the police questioned him.
Mary, perhaps it would be best if you just kept away from the whole subject as much as possible. Larry is having all he can do to carry on as it is.
I know, Maud. Oh, how I wish I could help him. The look on his face when he left here a few minutes ago made me want to cry. I watched him walk out to the garage and back the car out. And he stopped and opened the door. And that police officer who's been out here all day got in and they drove off together.
Oh, does that mean we're not being guarded now, Mary?
Another man arrived in a car shortly before the others left.
Oh, well. Well, at least we can say that Sergeant Riley is a careful man. He doesn't want any more of his suspects killed off while he's investigating.
Maud Marlowe, what a dreadful thing to say.
Oh, don't take me too seriously, Mary. I'm not nearly as untouched by this crime as I try to appear. Oh, I keep saying to myself, you meddling old idiot, why did you have to tell those silly lies that brought Claudia and Oliver together? Why couldn't you confine your passion for drama to your work? Yes, that doesn't help much, does it, Mary? Oh, I guess I'm just an incurable busybody.
Oh, it's no good blaming yourself for this, Maud. If there's any blame to be meted out, it ought to go to me. I'm the one who had the bright idea of giving a theater party on Claudia Vincent's opening night. If I hadn't arranged that, we wouldn't be in this mess now. Oh, you frightened me, Larry Jr.
Oh, Mom!
And you always have to come in as though you were being chased by bandits. And slam the door so the house shakes.
Oh, gee, Mommy, I didn't know you'd be standing here. I didn't expect to bump into you.
Well, you have a point there, young man. Mm-hmm. And I, for one, am going back to the living room and try to compose myself.
Okay, Auntie Maud. Hey, Mommy, there's a policeman outside.
Oh?
He's standing right out there by the end of the wall.
Yes, I know.
But why is he standing there?
He was sent here.
Why?
Because... Well, it's rather hard to explain, darling. I guess it's because the police sergeant in New York thought it would be a good idea to have him here, to protect us.
Why does he have to protect us, Molly? Did somebody break into our house and rob us or something?
No, it's nothing like that.
Well, then why did he send the policeman here?
It's because... Well, it's something that happened in New York, at the theater where Daddy is playing, Larry Jr.
What happened?
A man was found dead.
Who?
You didn't meet him. A man named Oliver Wilson.
Now he's dead?
Yes.
What made him die, Mommy?
I wish you wouldn't ask me anymore. I know you'll hear people talk about it for the next few weeks, and so I had to explain. But it's no good talking about it anymore.
But why did they want to kill him? Was he bad?
We don't know why he was killed, darling, or who killed him. We have to wait till the police figure it out. And in the meantime, Sergeant Riley has sent a man to be near us, just in case we might need him.
Do you think we will need him, Mommy? Do you suppose somebody will come here?
No,
and...
darling, there's absolutely no fear of anything like that.
Well, then why does that policeman have to be here?
He doesn't have to be here. It's just Sergeant Riley's way of showing us that he's doing everything he can to make us all feel comfortable and safe.
Gee, I guess I'll get my dog in the house. I'm not going to let him out there anymore unless I'm right with him. I guess I'll go out the back way and tell Stanley Bigger that he'd better watch out, too. I'm going to tell him right now.
Larry Jr., wait. You have it all wrong. Now listen to me a minute.
What, Mommy?
I don't want you to go around the neighborhood talking about this. Now, it's nothing to do with us out here. Do you understand? This is something that happened in New York. It was just a bad accident that had happened in the theater where Daddy is playing. But it doesn't concern us at all.
Why is the policeman here, then?
Darling, I tried to explain that. He's just here as a sort of friend.
Then why don't you ask him to come inside and sit down?
I will ask him to come in and have something to eat in a little while.
Well, I'm going to call my dog just the same. He's out in the back, and I'm going to call him. Hey, Dookie boy! Hey, Dookie! Hey, Dookie!
And sometime later, Larry arrives at the Hamilton Theater just off Broadway. As he gets to the stage door, he meets Harold Ramsey, producer of his present hit. And we hear...
Larry, come on back into my office for a minute. I want to talk to you.
Okay, Harold. Be right with you.
You've been going crazy all day trying to find out what's going on.
You and me both.
Go ahead. I'll close the door. I don't want to be interrupted.
Hmm?
Now then, what's the latest word?
About Oliver Wilson's murder?
Yes, of course. What else would I be asking about?
I don't know.
Well, what have they found out? Who did the killing?
If they know, Harold, they haven't bothered to tell me.
You must know something, Larry. What did they say to you at headquarters?
Nothing. They questioned Mary at some length, but they didn't ask me anything.
I don't understand that. Were the people smearing your name all over and suggesting that you and Claudia Vincent
You
were...
needn't go into that, Harold. I can read.
Yes, yes, I know. But hang it all, Larry, I want to know what's going to happen about all this.
So do I. Don't you suppose I'm even more concerned than you are, Harold?
Why should you be?
For two simple reasons. First, I have a big stake in the play. I can't afford to have it close. And second, it looks as though I may be indicted for murder.
Harold Ramsey starts at these words, but Larry meets his look with solemn intensity. Does this mean that he knows more about the murder than he has told? Well, be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.